learning to speak bird. The rain became heavier through the night, and at some point between slipping in and out of sleep, the two porches on either side of the tent came loose in the wind, and I don't want to go outside and fix it. After getting soaked last night, I only have one more pair of trousers left, and I need to keep these ones dry. In the morning, I huddle in my sleeping bag, hoping to wait out the weather. But the rain continues and continues. Eventually, at around 10 a.m, I decide to face up to the situation. I pack a bag with some food and dry clothes and leave the tent, making my way to Magda's, who, last night, offered her home as a base and to use her facilities. I arrive, a mirror image to the weather, cold and foggy-headed. I put the kettle on and pick myself up with a cup of coffee while I run a bath. I bathe, and I think about how lucky I am to be able to do so. These things we are so dependent on, hot water and electricity, they were once a luxury. In the early 1950s, John Lorne Campbell installed electric generators, replacing the gas mantles, and improved the plumbing on the island, taking water directly into the cottages and crofts. Before this, people had to draw their water from a well. I begin to think of my grandma down in the south of England, who often tells me stories of her childhood, how they had to draw water from the well and how she used rainwater to wash her hair. I get dressed and settle down at Magda's kitchen table. Soon, Jeff arrives, and judging by the look on his face, I know he had a similar night to mine. We decide to ignore the weather for the moment and go back and pack up the tents to bring our things inside. As we walk back to the house, we can see smoke rising from the chimney, and this means that Magda is home. The fire is lit and the heating is on. We enter the kitchen and smell homemade soup bubbling on the stove. We eat together and we're so grateful to be looked after in this way. After lunch, Magda heads back to Canna House. She'll meet us after work, and we will cook dinner for her. I heard it said that there was once a time when all birds spoke Gaelic. I'm interested to compare the Gaelic rhymes and vocables to sound recordings of the corresponding birds. Jeff and I spend some time sharing what we know, discussing the sound of skylark song, puffins, razorbills, guillemots and gulls.
Yeah, we're talking about skylark. The arrangement of skylark songs. Mm-hmm. So they have a repertoire of elements, mm-hmm. elements being a tweet or a little trill, a tweet, a tweet, and they tend to arrange them in sequences of repetition. So you go A, a B, B, a B, B, an A, C, an A, C, a B, 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 a D, if, a D, if, you know.
Minik, 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 a hit creos, a rico hoi creek. It's minik, 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 a hit creos, a hit creos. Erika Hoy Creek is minik minik minik, something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That's got the arrangement of it.
Okay. And so the puffin, razorbill, and guillemot.
Yeah.
And then I'll see how it.
Puffin is. Oh. Oh 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 oh.
So boo boo oh oh oh.
Something like that, ooh, yeah. They're quite ooh, comical and sort of vaguely
ooh,
human.
Ooh, ooh.
Quite serious.
Yeah,
oh.
Like you've got a monocle.
And it sort of fades with that repetition.
And then the razor bill.
It's that's a low and scratchy fretty. Thing. Yeah, yeah. Can't find it.
Well, I'll listen to the
but
recording.
It's drawn out. It's yeah. a drawn out low scratchy. Yeah, something like that.
Okay. And then the guillemot is more rhythmic, kind of.
There's a sort of laughy one. and there's a and but you tend to hear it with a few of them doing it together, overlapping.
Yeah, nice. So they go out
the same. It spreads between the, you know, amongst the neighbours.
And then the last one is the eat again. That one. Which they're supposed to be gulls. I don't know what kind of gulls because they don't say. But I'd like to use this structure.
All the gulls' voices are basically the same. They're just slightly differently pitched and different hoarseness. So you start with the smallest, the common gull.
Yeah.
Apart from, this is aside from other, a couple of others, black-headed gulls.
Yes.
But if one looks at common gull, herring gull, lesser black-backed gull, and great black-backed gull, they have three main things that they do. A sort of throaty cow, very throaty in the case of a great black-back gull, that would be great black-back. In the case of a common gull, it's sort of more of a mew. Yeah. When they're kind of worked up, in the case of a great, and again, great black-back gull, that's kind of quite a deep one. In the case of the smaller gull, it's a and then they have their song. And again, it varies from the hoarse, throaty big bird, the great black back, through to a kind of squealing one in the common gull.
So the common gull here says, Andouvlian! If you were to do it more like a common gull, how would you do that?
It's a sort of little squeal. I suppose that would be a reference to that.
As you can hear, we had a lot of fun. Next time we come to Cana, we will invite Mary Smith, a singer and torchbearer of traditional song from the Isle of Lewis. I really look forward to learning from the exchange Mary and Jeff might have. Speaking of our feathered friends, there is something I wanted to play Jeff. A recording of birds in the Toberon Dulcis archive made by John Lorne Campbell sometime between 1949 and 1959. We listen to the sound of a corncrake with its distinctive crack crack and oyster catchers calling in the distance. Then the corncrake stops and we hear the screeching of the gulls. Jeff responds that it sounds as though John heard the corncrake and then set up the mics to record them from a window, probably at Cana House. But then when it stopped, he just carried on recording. According to Jeff, this part of the process can be a frustrating one. That is, when the bird you're trying to record stops making a sound. But it comes with the territory. And after all, they're not performing for us. As the afternoon comes to an end, we prepare dinner, a small gesture of thanks to Magda, who is taking us in for the night, giving us somewhere to sleep away from the rain. Later, I make a little nest on the sofa near the fire and drift off as the embers die out.